morning, everybody, and thank you for joining me on another episode of One Take Stoic. As always, I'm your host, Megan Johnson. I say good morning, but it's afternoon, so good afternoon, but good day whenever you do end up listening to this. Alrighty, I wanted to mix things up and do a after-work episode rather than a before-work episode, even though it doesn't really change when it gets released to y'all. Regardless, I don't have anything to keep y'all abreast of, so let's get on to the quote. Today is an Epictetus quote. It is, "Just keep in mind, the more we value things outside our control, the less control we have." Again, just keep in mind, the more we value things outside of our control, the less control we have. This actually reminds me of a conversation I was having with one of the people I work with earlier today. She was talking about how things stress her out sometimes, and I've noticed that, and I also pointed this out, but I noticed that she seems to get stressed when things don't quite go her way, and I think that might have to do with a control problem. And I mentioned this, and she's like, "No, I know I'm not in control. I just don't like dealing with people when they don't do what I think they should." I was like, well, that's sort of the main issue. And thinking of that just reminded me just how much I value the daily thoughts and reminders I do on the Daily Stoic, the One Take Stoic. Sometimes I don't always get to record, but I always keep that kind of mindset at the forefront of my mind because it's easy to slip back into bad habits, and sometimes we get overwhelmed when things don't go our way. And it's important to remember that things aren't supposed to always go our way, because if it did, things wouldn't always go someone else's the way they want things to work out is not necessarily the way we want things to work out, is what I was attempting to say, but I failed miserably. The reason I say that is because what we want to happen would benefit us does not mean that that would benefit anybody else around us. And that's why things can't always go our way. Because what is in the best interest of you is not what is in the best interest of me, or even what is in the best interest of the company you may work for. Because, for example, your best interest is to move up, get more money, generally speaking, so you can be more comfortable for most people most of the time. However, if the company you're working for is not growing at the same rate you want to grow, then it is not in the company's best interest to promote more people to get better jobs. And so even though it would be in your best interest for them to promote more people, it might not be in theirs. And the same thing goes from a person to person. Just because that light's staying green so you can make it home or make it to work that much quicker is not in the benefit of the people that are currently going through that light, even though you want it to be green. I hope I'm making sense. It's making sense in my head, but I would hope it did. So hopefully it makes sense to y'all. But at the crux of all of this is the kernel of understanding what we can and cannot control. Our sphere of control is, I believe, how Epictetus or one of the other ancient Stoics put it. It's the only thing you can truly control 100% of the time is the way you choose to react to things. Even your gut response is yours to choose if you act upon it. So all of the choices you have are the only things you can truly control. Because, and even then, it's not fully under your control. Because I can choose to take my normal path to and from work. However, it is not up to my control whether those paths will be blocked or not. For all I know, on the road I'm currently traveling, there could be a multi-car collision right where I need to exit to get home. And with the exception of Google telling me that, I cannot control me being on this road. However, if I have the foresight, rather Google has the foresight to tell me, hey, in 4 miles, there's a collision, so be forewarned, traffic's going to come to a standstill. Then I have the option, and I can choose to stick the path, or I can choose to diverge and try another path home. And even at that, it's not fully in my control that there won't be another kind of stop. Or I can't control that I'm on my way home, expecting to get home at a specific time, but say my wife calls and says, hey, I want lunch. Then it comes out of my control, because then, generally speaking, I acquiesce and I grab her some grub. So we can only control the decisions we make, what we decide to do. I was also thinking about that word decide earlier today. This is a total tangent, and I do apologize, but it's at the root of the word, but sometimes it seems like we don't fully understand it. At least I know I sometimes don't. To decide is to cut away. It's a decision means that you need to make an incision, and that you need to dissect the incision and take away what you don't want. So if you take up the etymology of incision and the D, which is the taken away portion of the whatever the top front of the word is, means to cut away, means to take away. So when you make a choice, when you decide to do something, remember that you are giving up something that you want to do less in order to do what you want to do more. I say this because it reminds me of that quote that people throw around that I have no idea who's said, because it's been, you know, taken again and again and again, but you cannot have your cake and eat it too. And when you think about deciding, that's sort of what I think of, because I can have my cake and I can eat it, but generally speaking, when you have cake, it's normally at a birthday. At least it would be for me. So that means that I'm going to be able to enjoy some of it, but I have to cut away the parts that I'm going to share with other people. And when I do that, I'm still left with what I want, but I'm sharing what I want with others. And just don't know why, but it reminded me of the decide etymology I was working through in my head, because that's how my mind works, and it might be a little weird, but that's okay. Anyways, remember, guys, ladies, gentlemen, friends, if you will, just keep in mind, the more we value things outside our control, the less control we have. We can value others. We can value possessions, but don't let those possessions and people control us. Understand that sometimes things break. Sometimes people choose to go different ways. And it can seem like we're up a creek without a paddle if we put all of our trust and our control in controlling other things. Because then when things spin out of motion, we fully understand how much we do not control. Anywho, I hope all of that made sense, because as I was speaking it made sense to me, but sometimes things can get lost in translation. Anywho, thank you all for joining me on another episode of the One Take Stoic. I do apologize for being out as long as I was. It has been a hectic, crazy last few months since I've moved into one bedroom while my house is being built. So ideally, I will get back on track. I just recently got back from a vacation I had planned with my family. I feel awesome, ready to go, and hopefully I can get back into some semblance of order, even though it's been slightly difficult being in a friend's house and not fully being in control of my surroundings as much as I normally am. However, if I heeded my own warning, I'd realize that trying to control what is not mine is folly, and trying to control what is not my choice is more folly still. Regardless, I do not want to yammer on too much longer. It's been about 10 minutes, and it gets a little wonky saving after 10 minutes, and that's all I have. I'm just rambling at this point. But the crux of it, I will get better at posting daily episodes like I was in the past. I'm still working on the podcast ads. I want to do them in, like, more of a professional manner, so I'll hop in a room, cover it with coats, and try and get as little sound reverberation as possible, and make it sound as beautiful as possible. So until then, I will end up having maybe one or two ads, since the people who got in contact with me seemed pretty positive about me doing ads. Aside from that, that's coming up in the pike. Thank you for joining me on another episode of One Take Stoic. As always, I have been your host, Megan Johnson. If you'd like to connect with me, you can do so on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, at Thriving on Fat on all of those platforms. If you'd like to check out the show notes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. If you like what you've heard, or you feel like somebody you know would get something out of this, please share. You can do so on any of your podcast platforms. You can also subscribe or leave a rating and a review on iTunes. I believe that is all. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will talk to you mañana. Bye.